T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Hello and welcome to PDGA Radio, this for the week of April 21st, 2008. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and hey, I've got a lot on my plate this week with several thousand disc golfers in tournament action this past weekend, along with the Collegiate Disc Golf Championships, three A-tiers held worldwide, a new winner announced for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, as well as a grant program coordinated through the PDGA office. Details on all that, along with an interview with Valerie Jenkins and a 60-second clinic from Kyle Crabtree. All that and yes, even more on this week's edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you again by these fine sponsors, including Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. It was the busiest weekend of the year so far, with more than 30 sanctioned tournaments on the PDGA schedule, which means I have a lot of results to pass along, so let's get right into it with results from the Disc and Dat Open, an A-tier in Northern Kentucky. It saw Avery Jenkins shoot a blistering hot, unofficially rated 1071 final round to catapult himself to the victory by four throws over Matt Blakely. Jeff Bennett finished in third place, six throws behind Jenkins. On the women's side, it was Nicole Fraser erasing a two-shot deficit over the final round, that en route to a five-throw victory over Valerie Jenkins. In the advanced division, it was Jim Ferrara getting the win after beating Patrick Burke in a playoff. And across the country, it was the amateurs' turn to take on the Masters Cup course in Santa Cruz, California. After three rounds, it was a local named Jamie Tuckey cruising to a nine-throw victory over San Jose's Nick Garcia. Brittany Breed won the advanced women's division, Sean Ulrich won in advanced masters, and Mark Tegenkamp took the intermediate division by one. Other action across the disc golf world saw several playoffs taking place to determine the final champions. Matt Hall beat out J.D. Ramirez in a playoff to win in Texas. Jim Myers beat Pat Pitts in Pennsylvania. And another playoff was held in Utah at the Creekside Open. It saw Kerry Trotter beat out Paul Ulibarri for the title. David Feldberg cruised to an eighth-throw victory in Washington. Cale Laviska won in his home state of Minnesota. Brian Schweberger won again in North Carolina. Nico LoCastro won the Ozark Mountain Open in Missouri. Robbie Bratton won in Corpus Christi, Texas. Chris Sprague won in Iowa. Tony Ellis won in Virginia. Damian Redmond won in Michigan. Rory Self won in Arizona. Scott Bertard, well, he won twice, a pair of wins in his home state of Wisconsin, Saturday in Kenosha and Sunday in Berlin at the Under Par Disc Golf Open. And finally in South Carolina, it was Brian Jones. He's not even a PDGA member. He picked up the win by two over Zach Rogers. Also a big event held in Augusta, South Carolina with the Collegiate Disc Golf Championships. I'll have the results from that along with the rest of your PDGA news and this week's 60-second clinic coming up after this message from Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now, it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Time now for this week's 60-Second Clinic, again being joined by Kyle Crabtree. This California pro disc golfer and member of Team Innova will describe how he approaches playing a course for the very first time in preparation for a tournament.
I usually would probably throw at least two or three shots on every hole. Just figuring out different lines, what works the best, what doesn't. Basically, you just see the hole multiple times, maybe play one round and then another round, or, you know, a couple shots each hole and just play one round. Just get a feel for it. Is there a heel hole behind it? Can I run it? Is there a backstop? Is there a drop off? Is there a wind tunnel coming? Just little stuff like that when I get up there. I'll make a mental note, and unless it's a national tour or something, you get a little caddy book, then you have to write it down. But usually once I play the hole, I make a little mental note of it.
That's Kyle Crabtree with this week's 60 Second Clinic on PDGA Radio. It was the second annual Collegiate Disc Golf Championships held this past weekend at the Hippodrome in South Carolina. It saw the University of Georgia team take home the title for the second straight year. Clemson University took second place, followed by Virginia Tech and Kentucky, who tied for third in the team play competition. The 2008 singles champion is Nick Evans. He's a Georgia Bulldog. For full results or for more information on how you or your school can compete in the 2009 Collegiate Championships, please visit the National Collegiate Disc Golf Union. They're online at ncdgu.com. The PDGA has recently announced an innovation grant program. It's designed to increase and promote the awareness of the sport of disc golf and the Professional Disc Golf Association. Applicants are encouraged to think outside the box to develop innovative and unique programs which will promote the sport and increase participation. Each grant may be for cash, PDGA memberships, or merchandise, but can be no more than $500 total for each. And there are two important deadlines to remember. Grant applications must be received by the PDGA office by June 1st to be eligible for the first round of grants. Again, that's June 1st. The other deadline is December 1st. More information can be found on the PDGA.com homepage. And finally, the winner of this year's second Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award has been announced. The new recipient is Stan McDaniel from Indian Trails, North Carolina. Stan will be given $100 as part of his prize. He's also eligible for the year-end award that will be given at the USDGC. To check out why Stan was nominated for the award or to nominate someone you know for the next Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, check out pdga.com/DG Awards. Coming up next on this week's edition of PDGA Radio is an interview with this year's women's champion at both national tour stops, the Memorial and the Bowling Green Open. It's Valerie Jenkins. We'll talk about her recent winning ways and a whole lot more right after this message from the PDGA Store. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels. PDGA Radio being joined this week by Valerie Jenkins, winner at last week's Bowling Green National Tour Open, also at the Memorial. You're 2-for-2 this year in the National Tour events. Congratulations, Valerie.
Thank you. Explain a little bit how the Bowling Green Open went for you. You had one really good round, and then you hung on to win over Des Redding.
Yeah, that round was crucial to my entire weekend. It started off pretty good. I had a couple birdies. I ended up with one bogey during the round. It was nasty, cold, and raining, and I missed like a 10-foot putt for a bogey. And then I just continued down the stretch and played pretty solid. Hole 16, I think it was, I splashed out for an ace. So with those two, I could have had a even higher rated round, which is kind of unbelievable for myself. But, yeah, that round helped out a lot. And then Kiriakis struggled a little, missed a couple putts, and allowed Dez to catch up a bit, make the final nine a bit interesting.
You did hold on to win. It is the second National Tour event, so now you're leading the series points standings, getting ready for the Woodchuck Drive for the championship. I'm looking forward to that as we wrap into the majors at the end of the season. Is that on your mind this early in the season, or is that just kind of a, you know, we'll play and at the end of the year we'll take care of it?
I'm just focusing on just playing well every tournament I go to. Not really focused on setting too many goals at the end if it comes down to it. And I set a couple goals for the women. That's how it turns out. I just hope it works out for the best. I'm going to try my hardest. And whatever happens, happens.
And now you come from a long line or just a big disc golfing family. Explain that a little bit, how you got started and how you've progressed since you first started playing disc golf.
Well, my parents have been playing ever since I was born, been playing since Avery was real little, so pretty much all we've known. That's the sport that our family plays. So going into it, our family would travel all around the world, and that's what our vacations turn out to be, just revolving around the world championships, and we were there for everything. And I wasn't into it until I was about 16 when I started competing in the tournaments. I thought it was uncool because my parents were playing, but eventually I got the hang of it and realized how amazing it is. And now it's brought me all over the world, competing everywhere, and I don't know where I'd be without it. I love playing.
And right now you're calling Ohio home?
Yeah, for the winter, it's my home. It's where all my storage is. Hopefully I'll be moving out soon, somewhere warm.
Something that surprised me as I was doing a little research is you're only, what, 21, 22 years old?
Yep, going to be 22 in May.
And your name has seemed like it's been on the disc golf scene for at least a lot longer than that. So you've got a big resume. You started with the Junior World Championships. You got the AM Nationals. You got a whole bunch of distance records. Which title would you consider your most prestigious, the one you're most proud of?
Definitely the World Championships. That's one that nobody can ever take away from me. Now that I have a world title, it's just something I can always look back on and hopefully get a few more under my belt to make it more impressive.
And you also hold the distance records, like I said. Were you out at the Big D in the desert?
Yep, me and Avery made it out there this year. I threw 148 meters, which comes out to about 485 feet. Pretty much went head-to-head with the woman that held the record, Jennifer Griffin. So it was me and her battling it out. It was the first time I ever met her, so it was pretty interesting. It was kind of, I don't think she really wanted me to be there, but, you know, the record's got to be broken someday.
And where do the next several weeks take you?
Oh, all over the place. I'm going to one of the best disc golf couple, Leslie DeMarc and Steve Brentzer, are getting married next weekend. So that's where most of us will be. And then I'm out to California for the Masters Cup, another NT for this year.
All right, it's Valerie Jenkins. She's your reigning Bowling Green champ, your reigning world champion on the women's side. Look for her in Michigan in August to defend her title. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was an interview recorded last week with Valerie Jenkins as she was getting ready for the Disc and Dat Open in Kentucky, in which she took second place.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Taking a quick look at your PDGA tournament schedule for the upcoming weekend, April 26th and 27th, we can see another very busy weekend ahead with more than 25 tournaments listed on PDGA.com, including another big event in Kentucky, this one, the 10th Lexington Open. There's also an eight-year across the Atlantic in Denmark with the Copenhagen Open. Also an eight-year in Emporia, Kansas. There it's the sixth annual Glass Blown Open. Other events include the Alabama State Championships, the Texas Women's Championships, the Standing Rocks Open is in Wisconsin, the Spring Fling and Pinball Open are both in Michigan, the Downriver Open in Spokane, Washington takes place, also the Stevens County Pro-Am is in Georgia, and the 19th Tokyo Open in beautiful Tokyo, Japan takes place across the Pacific. For more information on those and the rest of the PDGA tournament schedule, click on the PDGA Tour tab on PDGA.com. And I'll catch up with you again next week with those results, a preview of the Masters Cup National Tour event, and a whole lot more. You know it, it's right here on PDGA Radio. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.